It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. The governor of Iowa spoke for many when she heard the news that the body of missing Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts had been found, and when she heard the details about the accused killer of Molly, that the man is in the country illegally. Governor Kim Reynolds said, "As a mother, I can't imagine the sorrow felt by the Tibbetts family. We are all suffering over the death of Molly, knowing that it could have been our own daughter, sister, or friend." But Reynolds didn't stop there. She said, "As Iowans, we are heartbroken and we are angry. We are angry that a broken immigration system allowed a predator like this to live in our community, and we will do all we can to bring justice to Molly's killer." Earlier this week, near Chicago, a judge sentenced a man to 80 years in prison for his attacks on two women as they ran along a trail. The man also confessed to attacking a third woman who has since died. And this guy was in the country illegally, ordered deported 6 years ago. The judge in Will County, Illinois, said the system let these women down. Judge David Carlson told the defendant, "You are free to do these acts, whether through misguided political correctness or people who do not believe in laws or borders." From This Week in Agribusiness, the expectation is we'll learn in the next week the details of the $12 billion package to help farmers damaged by our trade wars with China, Mexico, and the European Union. Some Washington sources say the news could come Friday afternoon after the markets close. We'll be listening closely next week when the Secretary of Agriculture is due to join us on stage at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Hopefully, Secretary Sonny Perdue will flesh out the details of that program that'll be based on production and will make payments to producers of corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, wheat, cotton, milk, and hogs. Country star Dustin Lynch got the news last night on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, the news that he'll be the next entertainer inducted into the Opry. The news was delivered by Trace Adkins there on stage, who was celebrating his 15th anniversary of becoming a member of the Opry. Lynch, a native of the town of Tullahoma, Tennessee, between Nashville and Lynchburg, told Adkins as he hugged him, "I wish you weren't so big. I wanted to pick you up, but I couldn't." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.